Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. When the pandemic hit in 2020, the entire world seemed to stop. But what didn't stop was the fight against cancer. The treatments had to continue, the research needed to be performed, and the patients needed to have hope. Although the fundraising events were put on hold, the American Cancer Society continued its mission to invest in life-saving research, provide 24/7 information and support, and work to ensure that individuals in every community have access to cancer prevention, detection, treatment, and supportive care. Thankfully, as the nation starts getting going again, one of the world's largest peer-to-peer fundraising events returns, the Relay for Life. This morning, Kayla Collins, the Senior Development Manager for the Southeast Region Chapter of the American Cancer Society, and Laura Johnson, a lead volunteer for the Triad Relay for Life event, are joining me to stir up some excitement for the event and let you know just what a difference you can make for someone battling cancer. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Kayla, I'd like to start with you. Could you tell us a little bit about what the American Cancer Society does?
Of course. So simply put, the American Cancer Society is on a mission to free the world from cancer. We've been around for 100 years, and we have helped lead an evolution in the way that the world prevents, detects, treats, and thinks about cancer. We fund and conduct cancer research, share expert information, support people with cancer, spread the word about prevention, and through our advocacy affiliate, ACS CAN, we advocate for public policy change. So we are committed to ensuring that all people, no matter where they come from or what their background is, have the opportunity to prevent, find, and treat and survive cancer.
And it doesn't matter what type of cancer you've been diagnosed with, the ACS is open to help?
Yes, that is correct. So we are on a life-saving mission, and we move us even closer to a world without cancer by focusing on our service. So we help people find answers and resources, whether they want to understand their diagnosis more, understand other treatment options, how to cope with their side effects, or find transportation or a place to stay when treatment is too far from home. Not to mention, we are the nation's largest private nonprofit source of funds for scientists studying cancer. So that is all different types of cancer. Anyone that has any type of cancer diagnosis, we are here to help no matter what.
I'm sure one of the most difficult things that a person who's been diagnosed with cancer is thinking, how will I get to my treatments when I can't drive myself? And what kind of a burden will this put on my family? Or, you know, maybe they don't even have any close family that's able to help them. In what ways can the ACS help relieve that worry?
Wonderful question, Charlie. So the American Cancer Society has a program called Road to Recovery. We understand that transportation is a big factor for patients getting to and from treatment. Every day, thousands of people with cancer need those rides, and our Road to Recovery program is there to help. It matches people needing cancer treatment with our volunteer drivers through an interactive technology platform, and it helps get them to and from treatment. It's basically like a big treatment Uber, if you would say. And we've seen research that indicates people with cancer who comply with their treatment regimens have far better prognosis than those who don't. So we want to be there to be the answer to that burden that they have and help them get to and from treatment with our Road to Recovery program.
With the coronavirus pandemic, you had to change the way you do a lot of things. Not only did you have to worry about the risk to the patients that you're helping because of their compromised immune systems, but you had to worry about keeping your volunteers healthy as well. But cancer doesn't stop, and those people still needed your help. So how did you handle those type of things?
Yeah, so obviously we saw everywhere everyone had to adapt to the coronavirus pandemic and change the way that they work and the way that they help others. For us at ACS, we continue to invest in our life-saving research. We provided 24/7 information and support to cancer patients and their family, and we work to ensure that individuals in every community have access to cancer prevention, detection, treatment, and care. Our staff and volunteers continued to work nationally, statewide, locally, to advocate for people with cancer and their families. So even though the world kind of got put on pause and things kind of altered, the fight against cancer never stopped. We continued to provide those information and answers to cancer patients and their caregivers through our 24/7 helpline, through our 1-800 number and our cancer.org website. And so our trained cancer information specialists were available all day, every day to provide guidance and help those patients find answers through phone, video calls, online live chats. You know, everything went digital, and so we're thankful that we were still able to be there in a time of need.
Of course, one of the biggest blows to you because of the pandemic was not being able to hold your largest fundraiser, the Relay for Life. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, so I think I speak for all relayers when I say we're thrilled to be returning to an in-person event this year. We all missed the opportunity to get together and relay last year, but like everyone else, we adapted and we changed the way that we did things, and we were able to relay last year, in a sense, through a drive-through Luminaria ceremony. We held this in early October and sold Luminaria bags to really honor and celebrate and remember those cancer survivors that we love so dearly. So we set the bags up and allowed our relayers and supporters and the public to drive through and be able to honor those cancer patients and their loved ones. So we were excited to be able to do that, but we're excited to be back in person again this year as well. It's definitely different being in a drive-through setting than being face-to-face with your relayers, so we're excited for that.
Yes, thankfully, the restrictions are being lifted and the Relay for Life returns this year. Would you or Laura like to tell us about this year's Triad event?
I'll interject this time. Our event is, and we're so excited, next Friday, July 30th, we are holding our event. It will be from 6 p.m. to midnight at Western Guilford High School. So it's at a local school here in Greensboro, taking place on the football field. Teams and individuals can register on our website, relayforlife.org/triadnc, and come out to the event to participate. And there's a lot of participation. It's loads of fun. It's nonstop. A lot of reflection and awareness of what we're trying to do in the fight against all cancers. The health and safety of all of our guests and participants is obviously our number one goal, and even more so this year. It is every year. We do have a COVID-19 protocol waiver located on our website, and all attendees need to acknowledge that waiver before attending the event to ensure the safety for everyone.
What all is going to be happening that night?
Loads of everything. And I'll start with, we always set a theme for our events. This year, our theme is Game Over Cancer. So, and just like it states, anything that's game-related, our team participants get involved in coming up with some clever ideas of something they can do for their on-site fundraising, decorating their campsites, decorating themselves, and we just make it fun. It's almost a carnival atmosphere, of course, with a lot of reflection on remembering our loved ones that have passed away. But the typical setup is an opening ceremony, a luminaria ceremony, a closing ceremony, and within those ceremonies, we reflect celebrating, remembering, and fighting back. We have survivor caregiver laps, where we recognize both survivors and the caregivers. Caregivers are a huge part of our event and our day-to-day life dealing with cancer survivors. We have a silent auction. We have a survivor VIP area, so all the survivors can come and enjoy what we have to offer in that VIP tent. We have teams hosting all sorts of clever and fun on-site fundraisers. There's a lot of games, activities. We have scavenger hunt, some other types of games going on. We have a luminaria ceremony. That's a very important part of our event, where we light a luminaria at night, and it's just an unbelievable reflection of who we've lost and also celebrating the survivors in honor of those survivors, and also honoring our caregivers, and that includes the doctors and nurses and hospitals that help take care of these cancer survivors and the treatments that they go through. And on top of that, we have an awesome DJ that will help us enjoy everything that we do and playing some fun music and having a lot of dancing and fun going on.
And to add to that too, I know Laura mentioned our teams are set up doing on-site fundraisers. A lot of those fundraisers include food. So we definitely have a lot of different food options. And I think everyone always says one thing that they missed about Relay this past year when we weren't able to gather was the Relay food. So it's definitely worth coming out to and getting dinner on July 30th and helping support the fight against cancer just by eating the yummy food too.
Laura, how did you get involved with the Relay for Life?
Oh, it was a long time ago. Back in 1999, I volunteered through my bank that I work with for bank nights. Teams turn in money, and of course, they needed some experts to count. And so I actually was very involved in that for a year or two, and then was asked to join the committee. It was a very fitting time for me to join because I was dealing personally with a loved one. My father-in-law had cancer, and he passed away in 2001 from throat cancer, and it impacted me wholeheartedly that day. Well, just dealing with caregiving and everything with him. Mm-hmm. Just learned so much from the American Cancer Society, and I wanted to get more and more involved. So I joined the committee, and I've been committed to help ever since. There's been a lot of family members that have had cancer. Sadly, I think every single one of us is touched with somebody that has had cancer. Thank God, yet. And I have to say yet, because you never know, that I have not experienced cancer myself. But, you know, I've dealt with my mom, my four brothers. One just recently passed away back in October of last year, and he was my youngest brother. And, you know, sometimes you want to give up, and then you get mad and determined that my little bit of commitment and involvement is going to make a difference. And I really do feel like I'm making some sort of difference in this fight. And so I'm going to stay involved as much as I can.
What does the Relay for Life night represent for you and for other participants?
Oh, it's the one word I would say for me is accomplishment. I feel like I'm doing something that I'm contributing to with my time, hopefully a little bit of talent. I can be entertaining. And just the monetary part, which is huge. That's what we are. We're a fundraiser. This is a fundraising event. So every dollar counts, whether it's $1 or $100,000. It's important. And so you cannot shrug off the fact that, oh, my little bit isn't going to help. I feel the sense of accomplishment that it is helping. It's making a difference. It's my donations that I've raised are helping that one cancer survivor get to their treatment with a driver, or helping fund the Hope Lodge in setting up the facility to be able to have families stay there while their loved one is in treatment. There's just so many programs that the American Cancer Society offers that our fundraising helps with those programs continuing. In addition, the huge part about this is the fundraising is helping fund cancer researchers, the doctors, the scientists, in making that magical, hopefully, cure to a cancer. It may not be all cancers. We hope it will be one day. I hope that I have a day where I don't have to fundraise, mm-hmm. that it's all done and resolved and there's no longer cancer. We eradicated cancer. And so, you know, that is my feeling, and I'm sure other participants, when you see their faces at the event and the excitement on their faces, that they also feel the worthiness of what they're doing. It just makes you feel so good.
As you said before, there is hardly a person on this planet whose life hasn't been touched in some way by cancer. And I would imagine you see a large variety of people participating in the Relay for Life, black, white, young, old, just everyone. Can you kind of paint a picture of what you'll see and what it's like to be there?
Again, it is that carnival type of atmosphere, and it is from age 1 to 99. Every type of person you can imagine is out there. We all, and the diversity is, we're proud of our diversity and what we can accomplish together. You know, I've say this, and it may be a little corny, but, you know, there's no I in team, and we are a team event. We work together to make all this happen. And so when you see the individual people there, one by one by one, and know that it's a lot bigger than that one by one by one, we're powerful in our numbers. And so we're here as a community fighting cancer. When you attend the event, you see this community from, you know, everywhere. We come from churches, we come from doctor's offices, we have families that get involved. It's so many different wide array of the participants. It's exciting, it's family friendly, it's always fun. We generate fun, we generate the celebration of life and celebrating our survivors and caregivers, and we remember. We cannot forget of why we're doing what we're doing. Our teams line the track during these special laps, and you know they're handling their own fundraisers, either before the event, at the event, after the event. We just continually fundraise. It's almost a 24/7, 365 type of event where we're just continually fundraising. We don't stop. There's just so much going on. And the ceremonies bring it all together and help us understand and be aware of why we're doing what we're doing.
For people battling cancer and their families, it's such a difficult, stressful time. How can participating in Relay for Life help them with that?
Providing hope and a sense of community that understands what they're going through, I think that's, it's almost a reassurance to everybody of what they're doing, why they're doing it. You know, it's a constant reminder. Of course, when you look into the faces of families and what they're dealing with and their loved one, and you feel kind of hopeless. Another thing that we strive is hope. And so it's just in the stands when we have our Luminaria ceremony, we have hope spelled out with the Luminaria bags. And it's lit up at night, and you just look at that, and it just radiates and instills in you, there is hope. And we have to grasp that hope and know that what we are doing is the right thing.
And just to chime into that, too, I think it's important for these families who are providing caregiving opportunities for their loved one battling cancer and the cancer patient themselves. I think it's important for them to understand that they're not alone in this. So many times we see cancer patients who feel like it's them against the world, and they feel like they're the only person, you know, they feel so alone, mm-hmm. in that journey. And I think it's important for them to understand that they live in a community where we are cancer fighters and we are here and we support them and we love them, and that the American Cancer Society is there for them when they need them. So I think it's important for them to understand that they live in a place, even though day to day they might feel very alone in their treatments, especially right now, that there are people here that care and that love and support them through this journey. And I think it's always important for them to get that sense of community and love, and Relay for Life is a great way for them to experience that.
How can people find out more information and get signed up for the event?
The best way is our website, relayforlife.org/triadnc. We are, of course, on social media as well. So we're on Facebook, facebook.com/RFLTriadNC. Also on Instagram at RFLTriadNC. It's fairly simple to find us. All you know you're in the right place if you see all the purple. and representation of purple is all cancers. And so we light up this town, this community, with as much purple as we can. And people are learning. Surprisingly, some people don't know what Relay for Life is, but by gosh, we're going to let them know. And we have lots of answers to anybody's questions. There's, you know, just a wide array of ways that we can talk to you and help you get signed up. It's so easy to sign up and then get involved.
And Kayla, if someone's been diagnosed with cancer, how can they reach out to the American Cancer Society and get your help?
Of course, great question. So we are here 24/7, and they can reach us at any time, any day, through cancer.org and our live chat. And like I mentioned earlier, we have trained licensed professionals on the other end of that live chat to help navigate any question that they may have. Or they can call us using our 1-800 number, and that's 1-800-227-2345. And like I said, there's always someone there that is licensed, trained, and ready to help. You're not going to get an automated response. There is always a real-life person. So if a person wakes up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m., they don't know who to call, they're worried, they can't sleep, they can always call us, and we're there to help, whether that is them having questions about insurance or financial questions, or if they have a question about a side effect that they're experiencing or their treatment plan, we have doctors and nurses on staff that we can connect them to immediately as well. So no matter what the question is, no matter what the worry is, we are here to help 24/7 through our cancer.org website and our 1-800 number.
Would each of you like to share some final words for those battling cancer and about the Relay for Life event?
This event has been very important. It was a little bit of a setback last year. We do push through. We always do. And it's hugely rewarding. I'm here to invite anybody that wants to experience Relay for Life to join us next Friday. And would love to see your face, talk to you, have you experience what I'm experiencing. The fundraising we do is important. It doesn't matter, like I said before, whether it's $1 or many dollars. We have sponsors that sponsor our event, individuals that dig deep in their pocket. The silent auction is a lot of fun. We have some great items at the silent auction. Believe it or not, our community has been very receptive to help us out with that, even when they're struggling through what happened in 2020 and still happening. And we've had some generous offers. One thing that I take from this 20 plus years that I've done this is, if you don't ask for a donation of money, time, or an item, you're not going to get it. You have to ask and not be shy about it. And I've learned that there's only two answers I get back when I ask for funds, either a yes or a no. And more times than likely, I get a yes. And so it is hugely rewarding. I also feel like that, you know, next year is going to be even better. Every year is better than the year before. It's, you know, you can't compare. We have great years every year. And so I'm excited about next Friday, but I'm also excited about the future in 2022. And I'll let Kayla get more into that part of it.
Yeah, of course. So like Laura's mentioned, we are a community of cancer fighters and we are volunteer driven, staff supported. So everyone that you see at these events are volunteering their time, efforts, and their passion for fighting cancer. So if you are interested in getting involved with the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life, I encourage you to seek out more information. We are a nationwide organization, but we are definitely local with our events and our feel and our service. So we would love to have you join us on July 30th at Western Guilford for our Relay for Life event. And then we do this every year. So look for us in 2022 as well. And we'll be back to hopefully our regularly scheduled relay. So usually our event happens in May. This year's a little different with the pandemic. So we're excited to continue and make efforts in the fight against cancer. And so we invite you to come out and join us. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to the American Cancer Society. You can find my information on the website, Relay for Life of the Triad, and we would be happy to point you in the right direction, whether you want to sign up as a team, get involved as a volunteer, become a sponsor. We're always looking for individuals from every walk within the community to get involved and join us.
The Relay for Life Triad event is happening on Friday, July 30th at Western Guilford High School in Greensboro. And we encourage everyone to get registered and participate by visiting relayforlife.org/triadnc. Kayla Collins and Laura Johnson, thank you both so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you for listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.